Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. Today, we are talking about one of those other topics. Cases you might or might not see on your clerkship, but that you absolutely will see during your career and will give you massive amounts of bonus slow points if you know how to manage it with almost zero expectation from your attending that you will actually confidently know what to do. So this is all upside. That's why I like these. And this is a follow-up for our laceration episodes, which I got a lot of feedback from, and you all seem to like those. So today, we are going to talk about fingertip injuries, amputations. I've sliced my fingertip before. You probably have as well. They seem like they would be straightforward, but really they aren't at all. Because now imagine all of those people don't just throw on a Band-Aid or some duct tape, and they actually come for you for help, and their fingertip is in a cup with them. How do you manage this? This happens a lot. So here is the approach to fingertip amputations. The most important thing to remember about this whole topic is going to be your referral criteria, when you have to get a hand surgeon on board versus when you can just fix it yourself. And so there are five reasons to refer these to hand surgery. Those five reasons are wounds that are obviously old and infected, wounds that are really contaminated, any fingertip injury that is associated with a fracture, any wound where you can see the bone, and a fingertip amputation that is so big that it involves that proximal nail fold, the cuticle. Infected, contaminated, fractured, you can see the bone, and then cuticle lacerations, get referred to a hand surgeon. That is when you need help. Otherwise, you can take care of these. So let's go through this. Step one, the first couple steps are kind of the same for all wounds. We're just going to do a quick review here. Does your patient need a tetanus shot? We talked about this back in our laceration episode. Remember, the magical number here is 5 years for that Tdap. We all remember that med school chart with the immunoglobulin and all that kind of stuff, but that's really uncommon. What you need to remember is 5 years for the Tdap. Step two, you need to get an x-ray of that finger. Remember that one of our criteria for referral to a hand surgeon is fracture. And so if there is any possible way that fingertip might have a fracture under it, then you need to get an x-ray. This also rules out foreign bodies, as we discussed in the laceration episode, but you really don't want to miss this. It can mess up wound healing. Step three, you're going to numb them up and then clean the wound. What I would encourage you to do this week is to go on YouTube and look up how to do a digital nerve block on a finger. How to numb the whole finger with one stick. It's really simple. And then once you do that, you clean it out really good. Those are the first three steps for taking care of fingertip amputations. It's all basic wound care stuff that you should know. This never changes. Tetanus if it's been more than 5 years. X-rays for fractures and foreign bodies. And then a digital block. Step four. Now the interesting stuff. How do you repair this? You essentially have three possible scenarios, and we're going to go through each one. The first scenario is what is called a partial amputation, basically a laceration with the tip kind of just dangling there. And what you do is you can just sew these back on. It might fall all the way off. The whole tip might die. But the reason you're doing this is because the skin works as a really good wound dressing as it starts to heal. And so typically, if it's just kind of hanging off the finger, you sew it back on. Your second scenario, if you have a full amputation and the tip is still there and it's still in good condition, let's say it's in a cup, you can clean it up and sew it on. Again, the reason you're doing this is because it acts as this perfect biologic dressing and it improves the outcome of the injury. Now, your third scenario is if it's a full amputation and the tip is gone, or it's destroyed, or it's all messed up, or it's all dirty. In these situations, that's fine. You don't have to put it back on. Remember, the reason we were tying the fingertip back on was to act as a dressing. put on a little bit of antibiotic ointment. It actually keeps the dressing gauze from sticking, and then just wrap it up. The fingertip can still heal. You just don't want whatever it is you're putting on there to stick and damage that granulation tissue that's going to form. If the tip is gone, wrap it all up and you're done. Which brings us to step 5, follow up. If that fingertip injury meets any of those 5 criteria we talked about before, if it's infected, if it's contaminated, if it's fractured, if you can see bone, or if it involves beyond the cuticle, that's when you consult your hand surgeon. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the emergency department when they see them, but certainly within a couple days, they need to be seen by a hand doctor. All of these complicated avulsions that go straight to hand surgery. The simple ones can go home and they can follow up for a wound check in a couple days. And that's really it. That's how you manage this. That completely wraps up this episode. Remember though, your 5 criteria for high risk fingertip injuries, which all require hand consult: infections, heavily contaminated, fractured, any exposed bone, and anything involving the proximal nail fold. And then just stick to your basic approach. Tetanus shot, x-ray, clean it up, tie on the tip if you still can, unless it's all messed up, and then refer to hand surgery for those 5 criteria. Quick version of all of this episode is if they don't have any of those 5 criteria, you can sew the tip back on unless it's all destroyed. So again, I know this was a little bit of a random topic, but that's what emergency medicine is. It's pretty random, and that's why I love it. I had a case of this just the other day, and I had to read about it because I just didn't know the by-the-book way to treat these. So I hope you like the randomness, because this is going to be your job. This is going to be your life from here forward. You got to do this well. Send me an email, zach@emclerkship.com, with any questions or feedback about the podcast or your clerkship. I'd really like to talk to you. I also really like it when you send me episode requests. It gives me ideas on future episodes, which sometimes can be hard to come up with. And until next time, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.